As students and families race towards spring break, there is a lot happening at Holland Public Schools. One of those things that a lot of people are talking about is the five-year facility plan. Superintendent Nick Cassidy, give us a quick update. What is the plan and what's it going to look like in 5 years from now?
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about our facility plan and how it's going to ensure that we have an updated facility while supporting programs, keeping class sizes low for every student in our district, and still cutting instructional costs. And I think that we can do this through this plan. And we'll do this largely through the facility upgrades that we already have underway at Heights and what will be starting at West this summer. Nature-based Heights currently has two classrooms per grade level. As part of the reconstruction that we have, it'll be rebuilt with space for three classrooms per grade level, and students will move back into that building in the fall of 2026. West Elementary, which currently has three classrooms per grade level, and construction will start on that late this summer, and we will add one classroom per grade level there to bring in more natural light to all classrooms, create spaces for hands-on learning there, and provide an updated facility for all of the kids there as well. This construction will be done in phases, and our goal will be to keep all students on that campus throughout the construction, which will be done over 2 years, and will finish in the summer of 2027. So in the fall of 2027, the Jefferson Attendance Zone will be split between Heights and West. The goal will be then to update the Jefferson building during the 2027 and 28 school year to become the home for Holland Language Academy by the fall of 2028. This would provide instructional space, playgrounds, parking, all of things that are a struggle in the current HLA facility. And this would give us a chance to provide a building for HLA that's on par with the other elementary facilities in the district.
So it sounds like that every K-5 student at Holland Public Schools is going to be in a brand new classroom in a remodeled school in 5 years from now.
Yes. Brand new classrooms, updated furniture, updated HVAC units that will provide better learning experiences for our students and better teaching areas for our staff.
So in the plan, we still have three additional facilities in the district that we need to decide what to do with. What's going to happen with Maplewood School? What's going to happen with Longfellow School? And what happens with Van Ralty?
One of the things that we're looking at is what does it look like to expand early childhood programming in our district and where that could fit. Working with community partners to see if there are uses for some of these spaces that could benefit the community. And then also one of the huge needs that we have in Holland, not only for families coming in, but also for staff, is to provide housing. And those are things that I think are great opportunities for us to explore. And we haven't finalized any of those plans yet, but we're looking to see what can we do that will best benefit this community.
Tell me about opportunities that parents and the community have to hear about this plan, ask some questions, and even give some input.
We've already had three facility feedback sessions that we've had at different locations across the district. We have two more coming up prior to spring break, and then we will also have some after spring break as we start looking forward beyond this initial plan with West, Heights, and Jefferson. Also, keep an eye on your mailbox because we'll be sending out a postcard with a link to a survey that you can take and provide feedback.
So the work that's happening right now, that's the result of a bond that was passed in 2021 with great community support.
Yeah, the work that we have going on at Heights, that we'll be starting at West, that we finished up at the high school and the middle school and across the district, these have all been supported by the community in the Build 2021 bond that we're finishing up. And we're really proud of the work that's coming out of this and the facilities that we will have for our kids.
So when you think about that community support and you think about all the things that are happening at Holland Public Schools, how is Holland Public Schools right for families in the district?
I think it shows that this community invests in education. They care about public education and making sure that our kids have the same opportunities and facilities as any other district around. And I'll tell you, as an administrator, a dad in the district, I wouldn't want to work anywhere else because of the support that we have from the community.
Superintendent Nick Cassidy, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us today about this five-year plan. If you want more information about the five-year plan, or if you want to learn more about when you can make public comments and have some questions answered, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.com. www.hollandtrails.org.